They've been called one of the biggest health threats of our time. They're thought to kill at least 700,000 people a year. And if nothing changes, economists say they could cost the world about $100 trillion by 2050. They are superbugs, bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. World leaders at the UN General Assembly today vowed to slow the global spread of superbugs. It's rare that the UN takes such a strong action against a health threat. It has happened just 3 times before. NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports.
If antibiotics no longer work against pathogens, modern medicine as we know it will be a distant memory. Common infections like UTIs could be deadly. Routine procedures like C-sections and chemotherapy would be too dangerous to perform. But Dr. Keiji Fukada of the World Health Organization says the problem extends way beyond health.
It has immense economic consequences, immense implications for food. It's why it's become a topic for discussion at the level of presidents and prime ministers.
Fukada says farmers around the world have come to rely on antibiotics to raise animals. The drugs make pigs, cows, and chickens grow fatter more quickly and keeps them healthy in densely packed quarters.
If we lose that ability, we begin to perhaps lose the ability to have adequate food supplies in the world.
And that's why world leaders are now getting involved. The UN General Assembly passed a declaration today that requires countries to come up with a plan to protect the potency of antibiotics. Every time an antibiotic is used, it gives pathogens a chance to evolve resistance. After 2 years, the UN will check to make sure countries are making progress. Fukada says the declaration is more than just hot air.
I think it will have very strong implications. What it will convey is that there is recognition that we have a big problem and commitment to do something about it.
Okay, so this could be a turning point for this problem.
I think that this period of time where we have a much broader understanding is really the first realistic chance in our lifetimes to turn this around.
And there is precedence for this optimism. Back in 2001, the UN made a similar declaration about the HIV pandemic. Ramanan Lakshmi Narayan says that declaration had a big impact on curbing the spread of HIV around the world.
Am I optimistic that this could happen for antibiotic resistance as well? I certainly am. In fact, we don't have a choice. We have to do better than we're doing right now because tens of thousands of people are now dying around the world, particularly newborns in developing countries, and this is surely getting worse year by year.
Lakshmi Narayan directs the Center for Disease Dynamics, Economics, and Policy, a think tank in Washington, D.C. He says there are a few weaknesses in the UN's declaration. For example, there are no hardcore targets for reducing antibiotic use by a certain amount in 2 years. But he says it will be difficult for countries to walk away from this problem, because they know how close the world is to losing one of its most powerful weapons against disease. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.